Outside the New Hope Baptist Church in Newark, fans and friends left messages, flowers, and other outpourings to say goodbye and thank you to the star. Scribbled notes said her voice had brought goosebumps and that her greatness will always be remembered. Houston sang as a child at this church. And it's where her private funeral will be held on Saturday. A few blocks away, Houston's body lay at the Wiggum Funeral Home. Funeral director Carolyn Wiggum said she knew Houston even before she was born. She begged the media to respect the family's privacy in this time of grief.
Whitney has shared her entire life with the public. This is her final farewell. Let her family share that time with her. But it's never easy. And it's not easy when it's someone that you know, you love, you respect, and you admire.
In East Orange, the Whitney Houston School for the Performing Arts stands as testimony to the admiration for Houston in this part of America. Gregory Whittle came to the school to pay his respects. He grew up with Houston and knows her entire family.
A lot of times in the basement, you could hear her singing in the back by the pool. I remember when she was on the cover of 17 magazine. But, I mean, she was just nippy, you know what I mean? I didn't think she was going to be that big of a star, but she had a gift. It was a gift that was strictly from God.
Henry Hamilton is the school's principal. He also knew Houston well. His office is adorned with photos of her. He was fond of her.
She was a little quiet, small. We call her Nippy, but a very adorable youngster. All people have problems, obstacles in their life. There was an obstacle there, but before that obstacle was there, she was most successful. During those 48 years, all the records she made, the number one hits and the number of albums she sold, beautiful, on top.
Whitney Houston was a giant in the music industry. She may have died, but her memory will live on in those she touched, both personally and with her music. Bernard Schussman, VOA News, Newark, New Jersey.
Don't take that ear away from you.